All right, I think we're going to kind of get things started here just a little early so everybody can get on their way and drive over the bridge and enjoy the day. We got a beautiful day, and we're all glad that you showed up here for the official opening ceremony of the Spencer Dam Bridge, the temporary bridge over the Niobrara River. At this time, we'd like to have Pastor Grant Graff with the Wesleyan Church in Spencer for a word of prayer.
Thank you. Let's pray. Father, we have much to be thankful for. When this all happened 4.5 months ago, we were kind of overwhelmed with a new reality. But we thank you for the tenacity of the people in this area, Boyd County especially. Thank you for their patience. We thank you for these wonderful workers that have provided this bridge, who have worked night and day, literally night and day, to bring this to reality. And Father, as we pray for this new bridge and the workers and their safety, we also pray for our waterline project and for all those that are working so diligently to bring running water back to Boyd County, running drinking water. So we just pray for the safety of these people that are providing the roads and the bridges, not only here, but in Niobrara and really across a greater part of our state. We're thankful for the people that can do that for us. And so we commit them to you and just pray for their safety and are so grateful for all that they have done for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, and also to start off, we have Sable Davis with our national anthem. Sable will be a senior at O'Neill Public High School. She's the daughter of Craig and Paula Davis.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the and the home of the brave.
By the way, Sable will also be singing the national anthem at the Nebraska State Fair this year for one of the opening days. So we appreciate Sable taking her time out this afternoon. Well, Doe Zandamata said, when passing through the storms of life, please remember it could be worse, but it will get better. Stay strong, focus on what you can do, not what you cannot, and know that the clouds will soon part and the sun will return again. Well, on Thursday, March 14th at 6:02 a.m. on KBRX, we announced that the Spencer Dam had been compromised. And it said, fear is the 281 bridge could go. Boats in low-lying areas downstream are urged to evacuate. At 7:58 a.m., we announced that the Highway 281 bridge at Spencer Dam had just went. That was 137 days ago, and it's been quite a ride. One life was lost, and our thoughts and prayers to the Kenny Angel family. Homes, property, livestock, and a lot of time has been lost rebuilding. But it didn't take too long before Nebraska Strong was a word that described who we are. Friends help friends. Lack of sleep wasn't even thought of. Taking care of friends, communities, and property came first. Soon help came from all across the United States, and we immediately started rebuilding and recovering. Locally, we raised money, brought in truckloads of donations, and helped those who needed assistance. Nebraska Strong doesn't get a better example than what has been shown here in north central Nebraska. Our landscape would get a total facelift, and what we see today just behind us is a prime example. Today we are here to celebrate the opening of the temporary bridge, that has already helped those commuting to work, traveling for pleasure, and hauling loads save lots of time and money. We have bridged the gap, and it wouldn't happen without the time and dedication of the workers who work 24 hours a day for many weeks, the Department of Transportation, our local supervisors and roads department personnel, law enforcement, and our state senators, governors, and other state personnel that work countless hours and will continue to do so. Somebody posted on Facebook today the little things in life you take for granted. They said today we were able to drive over the bridge to work, and it saved us about 4 hours of time. So it's definitely a great thing that has happened here in our area. At this time, we would like to ask Governor Pete Ricketts to come to the microphone.
Well, thank you, Scott, and good afternoon, everybody. Oh, I'm a little taller than you, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great, thanks. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you all for being here. This really is a great day for North Central Nebraska, Boyd County, and indeed the entire state of Nebraska. And I want to thank, first of all, Scott and KBRX for helping to organize this, as well as the Nebraska Department of Transportation, because we really do have something to celebrate here. The opening of this temporary bridge really represents a milestone for the people in the area. And Scott alluded to that with regard to that Facebook post. The inconvenience of the long detours people had and the impact on their lives, whether it was going to work, going to a doctor's appointment, seeing family members, this really has an impact on people's lives. And when we think about some of the more serious considerations, such as emergency responders being able to reach people in need, we understand the importance of bridges like 281 and the importance of moving quickly to be able to get them open. And this has been a top priority for the Nebraska Department of Transportation. And I want to thank Kyle Schneeweiss, the Director of Transportation, who could not be here today, as well as Mark Kovar, our District 8 engineer, and the entire team at the Nebraska Department of Transportation. You know, if you think back to that flooding in March and what this all looked like, and the fact that here, as Scott said, 137 days later, we're able to allow traffic on this. That really is a huge accomplishment. And our teammates, the Department of Transportation, really have been working around the clock to be able to make this happen. They understand how this impacts the folks of this area and their neighbors, and why it's so important that we act quickly to be able to restore this bridge, this transportation network, so that people can go about their daily business and get back to a more normal life. It's part of those steps of recovery. And I just can't tell you how proud I am of the Nebraska Department of Transportation and all of our teammates there and how hard they've worked. And then we also have to really give kudos to all the outside folks who are working on this. And we've got Chris Hawkins with Hawkins Construction.
Yes, sir.
He's directly behind me. You can't see him. He'll get up and talk in a little bit. But Hawkins and Chris have just been a tremendous partner all the way through this, not just on this project, but on a number of different projects. When the Department of Transportation was talking about, hey, we need to have this bridge open in August, there was some concern. There was some pushback. People were saying, I don't know if we can get that done that quickly. Well, not only did Hawkins work with all of our other partners to be able to get that done, they got it done a week ahead of time. That's fantastic. Let's give them a round of applause.
Great job.
And of course, again, this is a team effort. It's not just, you know, NDOT or Hawkins Construction. We had a lot of great partners. ACRO Corporation of America from Parsippany, New Jersey, was responsible for the temporary bridge. We had Olson of Lincoln doing the design work. We had Kirk and Michael of Omaha doing the construction engineering. Prouty of O'Neill was a grading contractor. So you can see we had a number of people that were involved to be able to make this happen. And it's so important that we have these folks to be able to work together with the state to be able to get done. And they all did just yeoman's work to be able to pull this all together to make sure we could get this bridge open as quickly as possible so that people can get their lives back to normal. So again, it's been a great team effort. I'm very proud of everybody involved. I just can't say enough about all our partners in the private sector who worked so hard to be able to make this happen. Let's again just give them all a great big round of applause. So So, again, we're so pleased on this, and obviously we'll be working to be able to get up the permanent bridge here for next year. But getting this reestablished is a great step in the road to recovery here. And, again, thank you very much, all of you, for your patience as we work through this process. We've got more work ahead of us, but this is a great milestone along the way. God bless you all, and God bless the great state of Nebraska.
All right, we're also glad to be having our attendance today, our state senator, Tim Grager. Tim?
Thank you. Just real quick, I want to tell my experience to all of this. And a few short days after the flood happened, I was up here standing right on this side of the bridge, and all I could look out over that Nalbert River and say is, wow. And now today I get to stand here and look out over that Nalbert River and say, nice, very nice. And like the governor said, the construction companies did hard work, long hours. I witnessed up here a number of times. They were going Saturdays and Sundays to get this done, and not only completed, but completed a week early. So thanks a lot to all the construction workers and the Nebraska Department of Transportation for all your long hours in getting this accomplished. I'd just like to take one quick, I know this is a ceremony for 281, but I know I'll get calls if I don't mention Highway 11. The bridge on Highway 11 is in progress. It's stepping up, going forward. It's on schedule. Highway 12 across the Mormon Canal, hopefully we're going to see that one, temporary bridge open in a couple weeks. And last but not least, the water line. I just visited with the individuals Saturday, and yeah, they've ran up against some snags, but they're working hard. They also are going long hours to get that water line in as soon as possible. So I appreciate all the hard work from everybody. Thank you once again. God bless.
We also have with us today Mark Kobar, Nebraska Department of Transportation, District 8 engineer.
Thank you. As the governor said, this was about partnerships and persistence and patience. And getting to this day was not easy, but with the help of the contractors and the community, we were able to get here and get here sooner than we expected. And so it's a good thing to get the road back open today. There are a couple people in the audience I'd like to recognize today. Joe Werning with FHWA. And Mo Jamshidi, our Deputy Director of Operations, and Khalil Jabber, our Deputy Director of Engineering, as well as Mark Trainowitz, our bridge engineer, along with members of Olson, the designers who designed the project. Without their work behind the scenes to get things designed and the contractual part of this put together so Hawkins could get here and get to work, this wouldn't have happened today. A couple other folks I'd like to thank are Jason Lane, our district construction engineer, and Gene Colfack, our project delivery engineer. Without their day-to-day contacts here with Kirk and Michael on the project and working with Hawkins, taking care of the day-to-day duties, again, this wouldn't have happened as quickly and as smoothly as it has. I'd also like to thank our maintenance staff, Paul Lowe, and the maintenance staff from O'Neill, Atkinson, Spencer, and Naper. Throughout this whole flooding process, their work, the work of their people to get barricades set up, to get traffic control set, to keep people safe and keep things safe for the traveling public. Really, they went above and beyond through this whole process since the flooding happened. I'd like to also thank the communities of O'Neill and Holt County, as well as Spencer and Boyd County. I know it hasn't been easy having this bridge closed, but without your support and patience, we wouldn't have gotten here as quickly as we've had today. Lastly, I'd like to thank Chris Hawkins and Hawkins Construction, as well as John Prouty and the employees from Prouty Construction. They were the real folks that did the day-to-day work and made this happen. So a big shout out to them. And with that, thank you.
Well, you've heard his name a lot, Chris Hawkins with Hawkins Construction. We'd like you to come up and share a few words.
It's not always a good thing when you hear my name a lot. I'm happy it's here at least. I'd like to reiterate some of the themes of our previous speakers, starting with Scott here. If we need a definition of Nebraska strong, look no further than where we are today. This bridge is open because of Nebraska work ethic driven by purpose and real talent. So to share our experience, when Hawkins took this project on, we knew it was a challenge. It certainly was one of the most significant I've seen in my career and potentially in the history of our four generations as a company. But we took it on with a fairly high level of confidence that success was obtainable because of the partnerships that everybody else has talked about. And I think in these, it, like the governor said, this has kind of become old hat for us here. We've done a few of these. And I like to have one philosophical note that I think is extremely important for people to recognize when we think about the role of our public services, the role of our government. This is accomplished only by a really pure public-private partnership. When this bridge collapsed, and then the design came and it was time for contracting, the folks mentioned before, Mo, Khalil, Joe, and Mark Trainowitz back here were working 24 hours and sometimes two. I talked to a handful of them. I talked to Mark on Memorial Day weekend, and I talked to Khalil late at night a couple times. They were really, truly dedicated, and because of that partnership, because what we knew and have established over decades between the contracting community and between the state, FHWA, Olson on the design side, and of course our subcontractor team, we felt that today was possible, and of course are extremely excited to be here. Just as important, we also were confident because we knew from Hawkins Construction standpoint, we have the people, competent, dedicated professionals who could do this. Normally, in the interest of time, I don't list everybody by name, but I'm going to go rapid fire because they're standing here. And we talk about our guys in general. They're out here, they're working hard, but they're real people, and they're right here, and they're worth acknowledging. So Manny, Colton, Jeremy, Matt, Jesse, Olson guys, I'm going to skip you. Sorry, Tom. Gil, who else is hiding back there? Scott, Tim, Matt, and Nick, and Josh hiding back over there. These guys left their families, by and large. Most of them are from the Omaha area, to be up here, to work as hard as they did. It was a serious commitment. I couldn't be prouder to be part of their team. And frankly, yeah, Scott, you're right. My name was mentioned a few times, but I am the least important. That's really true of all these folks. So thank you. And last thank I would like to provide is to the community as a whole as well. You welcomed our people. You really increased our social media presence dramatically, so thank you for that too. It was very welcoming, and this is a success for everybody involved, including the community. So thank you for all your efforts, for being here today to celebrate this bridge and to celebrate Nebraska strength.
All right, from Acro Bridge, we would like to welcome Tom Pinder to the microphone. Tom?
Thanks, Scott. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today. I remember I got a call on a Sunday afternoon from Mark Trainowitz. He said, Tom, stand by. And I said, I saw the pictures of all the devastation. It was just horrible. And one of the best things about my job is I get involved early and get to see it go all the way through and then come and see the finished project. And really, our company has a tagline it's very simple. It just is building bridges, connecting people. And that's what this is all about. And the DOT folks have been outstanding. Both Mo and Khalil mugged me a little bit at the Western Association of State and Highway Transportation Officials meetings, like, when's it going to go ready? When's it going to be ready? But in reality, the coordination from start to finish to put something in this category up really is phenomenal. And I have to say, our company does a lot of this kind of work around the country, but Nebraska has been extremely surprising in their professionalism. The fact that they finished before we expected they would. Everybody in the state stepped up and did what they needed to do. The contractors did what they needed to do, and our folks from the ACRO team on site knew what they needed to do. And so I'm very, very pleased and honored to get here and stand and take some of the kudos. But I really didn't have to do all the hard work. These folks did. And so thank you very much, and we hope you enjoy your bridge and the connectivity it brings you.
All right, and from Prouty Construction, we'd like to bring up John Prouty.
So a lot of you don't know this, but my degree is in broadcast journalism, so we could be here a long time. I too want to thank a lot of people. Would you believe my phone's ringing? Olson Engineering. I was on the phone with them in the design phase somewhat. They ginned up a 30-day design of all of this Rube Goldberg stuff you see out here. And as contractors, we really like change orders. And we didn't find very many opportunities for change orders here. So hats off to Olson, Tom Lykeman and his crew for the great design and the design work. We as managers can make a lot of noise. We can puff our chest out and say, yep, we can do this. But without the boots on the ground, we don't get done. The Hawkins guys, Tony Emmy's crew, Joel Sinclair's crew, Prouty's crew, and a multitude of independent truckers, all the other subcontractors, guardrail guys, seating guys, signal guys, painting guys. We had all of those here on the same day last Thursday. It's a little wild down here in the bottom, but it came through. And I want to thank all the contractors, the engineers, DOT, and especially all the workers. Thanks.
Well, John told me we were putting this promotion together. He actually came and said you guys ought to do a drawing where somebody gets to drive over the bridge or be the first official car to drive over the bridge. And he kept telling me, you better get it going, because it's going to get done early. And for once, he wasn't lying. So we did have our Bridging the Gap drawing. And by the way, I would also like to thank Tasha Hamm. She's running around here somewhere, back in the back there with the camera and the red KBRX shirt. I was on vacation all last week. Tasha was using my email and my phone, and she was making all the calls and talked to everybody. I just basically pulled in from Minnesota last night for the first time, drove across the bridge on the way home, and we're here today, and it's a great day to be at the Niobrara Bridge. So we did have a raffle drawing. We sold $10 chances for Bridging the Gap, and I think we're around $700 or $800. We kind of had it in about the last 6-8 days. And our Bridging the Gap winner, who gets to be, now that we're going to officially proclaim the temporary bridge here at Spencer Dam open, our Bridging the Gap winner is Jerry Schmitz. Jerry, where are you? He's back there in the pickup. He is ready to go, and he's him and his wife Kathy are going to be our first official car to drive over the bridge here at Spencer Dam and kind of kick it off and have our official first car to pass over the bridge. They'll be driving by here in their pickup with some American flags on it, and we'll see if they have any other special guests in the back of their pickup. I'm not for sure. They said they could have some hitchhikers that join them. So we congratulate Jerry and Kathy Schmitz. Let's again thank all of our folks for coming here today, all of our speakers, Governor Ricketts, State Senator Tim Gregert, Mark Kobar, Chris Hawkins, Tom Pender, John Prouty, and all the crews that are here. Let's give them again a real big round of applause for all the hard work, and definitely has bridged the gap and is we're ready to move on. So we'll wait here as we're ready for Jerry and Kathy. They are ready, so we'll give them the go. And here comes Jerry and Kathy in their white pickup. The first, now that we're officially open, even though we got it open a few days early, we're officially open. There goes Jerry and Kathy. Give them a nice wave, and you bet. Jerry said he had to come down Saturday night and make a quick trip over because he was afraid if he was gawking, he might run into the side of the bridge. So he checked it out before he went over today. But congratulations, Jerry and Kathy. Thanks to everybody for coming out today. And Have a great rest of your week. This is a great way to start the week off on a Monday right here at the Spencer Dam Bridge.